You've tuned in to Hacker Public Radio, and today's episode is called Haralanova Hacks for Freedom. Hello everyone! Today I will give you a really fascinating interview from FSCon's 2011 with Canadian Kristina Haralanova. She was keynote speaker on the second day of the conference, and she tells me a bit about her keynote, the presentation she was not able to give, and we talk about how you teach your kids to hack stuff. How will we make sure that our culture continues through our children? And I have to warn you, they were removing chairs and tables in the room next to us, so there are quite some noise in the background, I'm sorry about that. But hopefully you won't have any trouble to hear what we are saying.
Hello, my name is Kristina Haralanova, and I am here at the Free Society Conference and Nordic Summit, FSCons. I was the closing keynote actually today, talking about social justice and hackers, and hacking for social justice. So this is my primary invitation for why I'm here. I had to refuse another presentation because there were too many, and it was about it was my geeky one, which was about mobile phone hacking, jailbreaking, and routing of mobile phones. So I'm a little bit had to give up on this because this was my more passionate one.
All right, this isn't your first time here, is it?
This is my second time here. I was at FSCon 2009. I very much wanted to come back at 2010, but because I travel from Montreal, from Canada, and it is an expensive ticket, so I had to plan better. So once or 2 years is enough.
What's so special about FSCons? Why do you really want to come here?
FSCon is a special conference. For me, this was the conference which speaks about society, about technology, and about culture and about hacker culture taken together. And there is a lot of respect at this conference, and there is a lot of respect about inclusion and diversity. So there's more and more inclusion and diversity, and many people coming from every time. So the topics are absolutely awesome and absolutely different one from each other. And I learn a lot, and I love the vibe of this conference. I would return again.
Was there any talk in specific you really remember from today or yesterday?
I love the track on politics, politics of technology. I like there's training sessions also. There was a training session on Scribus. There were planning sessions, and there was even one on welfare, which I absolutely loved. The question was if we are able to make free software, let's fix welfare. So I think they are so extended from one topic to another that it's really, really awesome to hear them.
If you have to tell everyone about your keynote in, say, three sentences, what would that be?
I spoke about freedom. I was inspired by Richard Stallman. three sentences. I wanted to talk about the fact that technology is not separate from life, as this conference shows it very well, that there is convergence between the topics and between the life spheres, between the politics, economies, culture, society, etc. So I just wanted to challenge a little bit my audience today on being more respectful and more inclusive between each other, and in this way we can get more diversity and a nicer people around us.
And more generally about your background, what are your interests in the hacker space?
I started with free software in 2001, when I got my first laptop. And I met a person in a hostel, a random person in a hostel, and told me, oh, but you can as well install Linux. So I came back home and I saw in the newspaper that there was a Linux install fest the next day. So I traveled 2 hours to the next city to get my computer installed. So I met the community behind, and I got very, very inspired. And ever since, I've been very interested into geeking out stuff on my computer. I live in Montreal, as I said, and I am a member. I'm a member since 2009 of FULAB, which is the Montreal hackerspace. Mm-hmm. FULAB, FOULAB.org. So it's a very inspiring place with a lot of machines and a lot of possibility to learn how to make circuits, how to work with stuff, there's workshops, at least 10 workshops per year, which we learn Arduino, many things, wearable electronics, etc. So it's very inspiring. I go there at least once a week, if not more. I'm very happy to be involved there, and the more I go, the more it's interesting. The more the hacker horizon opens up with other interesting things. I went to Hope in 2010, and I learned to lockpick. I even won a competition, so it's inspiring, etc. So there is nice. Like, hacking is a, if I can say so, hacking is a way of life. Mm. Hacking is not about certain technology or certain people or certain elite. Hacking is a way of looking with curiosity to things around you. I hear people speaking about travel hacking and about all kind of other type of hacking, and I agree to that, because it's a kind of a question of if there's technology I want to know how it works. If there is a project, I want to be involved in this way. So I like the hacking principles of avoiding warranties and seeing what's inside my laptop and repairing the fan if needed, and the principle of recycle, reuse, and repurpose. It absolutely speaks to me, and not only in the hacker space but around in my life in general.
You mentioned your bikes.
Yeah, and in FULAB actually we also repair bikes. There's okay. A stand, and there's lots of bikers. Actually, Montreal is rather flat, so there's lots of people who bike, and it's a transport mean for us. And there is also bike paths outside of the city, so there's a way to go, and it's a very car and a highway city. So it's very good to have an alternative to cars, because otherwise you can't afford, like you can't go without a car. So biking is better than walking, but also it's you avoid the gym, because you spend 1 hour on the bike, and but it's also kind of the fact that I own it. It's transparent. It's technology, the mechanics is transparent. You can immediately see where it breaks, if it breaks. You can repair it rather fast, rather cheap, and I absolutely love it.
Great, that's wonderful. And that is the hacker spirit. It's an attitude to life, really, no matter what it is.
I think so. When I try to transfer it to my daughter, she loves the screwdriver, loves to help me a lot with stuff, loves to disassemble the computer and so on. So I think this is the way that we should teach our children, with the hands-on on everything, on things that break, on things that don't break, on things that they are curious about, and not keep them clean hands and so on, which in schools that's more and more popular, that they don't allow them because of security reasons or because of safety reasons to touch on things. And I think this is the way to learn to put your hands on and just do it.
Yeah, we actually had that exact conversation earlier today. How do you let the next generation, that is our kids, learn about and appreciate the same things that we do. Generally, kids grow up despising what the parents love, so it's a hard thing.
I think the best gift one can give to their kids is the curiosity and the imagination. If you give them these two things, they become thirsty to go, like curious to go and search for the things they are interested for. Even if you give them tools, they go learn these tools, but they don't get the curiosity behind. If you if you give them too many toys, they get bored. If you give them one toy, it develops their creativity of finding new ways of playing with the same toy. So I think this way, and my daughter goes to the hackerspace, to FullLab, and she enjoys it a lot. There's other kids who come too, and there's ways we teach them solder, for example. Okay. And they're really good. My daughter is 4.5. There's other kids that are about a bit older and do other stuff, and they're really good and very attentive to rules, to the way it's done. So I think it's a nice age to start teaching them small things. So.
And if you would, I don't know, if you would like to give the people listening to this an idea or a website, a place to go, something to do, what would it be? What would be your suggestion and your recommendation for people? What would be your last word in this interview?
My last word would be hack around and start by your phone. And you can find me on Ludost, ludost.org, and on Twitter with ludost11, and of course, long life free software and the freedom.
Hack on, you heard it, people. Thank you.
Thank you too.
Wasn't that an awesome interview, right? So she has gone to Gothenburg from Canada, not once, but twice. That is how good FSCons is. Anyway, you can look forward to more interviews from FSCons 2011 as soon as I get the time to upload them. I will post links in the show notes to everywhere where you can find Kristina Haralanova, as well as the videos from FSCons whenever they might appear. So, keep on hacking and teach the young ones to do so as well.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HBR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.